Good morning. I'd like to call the Eighth Osage Nation Congress to order. The time is 10 a.m. It is January 10th. First item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Hamilton, will you say our morning prayer, please?
Yes. Father, Son, Spirit. High and dots of Wakanda. Wakanda is Yankee. Father, I ask you to be in our heart and our mind as we come together as one people under your watch, Lord. Please be with the families and homes represented here, the families who are dealing with, who are in mourning and are in sickness. And please be with our men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All these things I ask in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman. Next on the agenda is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman King.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Next on the agenda is the executive message. Chief, good morning.
Morning, and thank you, Madam Speaker, and Assistant Chief Walker, members of the Congress. Thank you for responding to this special session request. And we have a lot of housekeeping matters to take care of. And I would just go ahead and thank the staff, employees who have worked very hard to prepare the supporting documents, which you'll see here during this session. The staff also prepared some summary sheet, which I'd like to just briefly go over. ONCA 2309, which is proposed to be a change in the Treasury Act to change the qualifications of the treasurer from CPA required to CPA preferred. I do remember when the Congress, we added that required in, and that was a specific reason back in those days. But the sponsor and I have conferred this morning, and he would like to pull that legislation. We have no objection, of course, to that. I was wanting to advertise again for that position. As you know, we've advertised 5 times, the last time for 2 months. I am waiting on your preference on this issue. So I guess we'll wait until the next session after the Congress has a chance to look at this, discuss it. I was hoping to get that done this session so we could advertise, but I'll pull back and we'll just see what happens in the future. In the meantime, Tyler McIntosh and his team are doing an excellent job. There are amendments to ONCA 2295 for tribal budgets. This consists primarily of natural resource management budget being divided into natural resource management domestic and natural resource management wildlife. These are, the staff shows, are budget neutral and is simply different names for the same amounts of money and being accounted separately. Broadband, it's an operating request for employees, desks and chairs. There's a capital request for water connecting sewers and some other capital assets. There's an operating request for historic preservation. These are all out of tribal budgets. For non-tribal budgets, primarily federal monies, there is amendments in ONCA 2216 that include child care and development block grant, regular base discretionary funding. Appropriations are also included on based on prior year projections. There's amendments to 2195, childcare discretionary funds. This has to do also with the new construction of the Wheeler Building. There's amendments to 2173, ONCA 2173, Childcare Coronavirus Response and Supplement Act, new supplemental funding we received, what needs to be added to the overall budget. Those are included in the supporting documents, of course. ONCA 2173, 2216, 2195, 2270 also include EPA, underground well injection program funding, some other total funding. All that in that category is about $28,000. There's a two-year cooperative agreement that you will be reviewing. That's quite a long list. If you don't mind, I'll just skip on down to some new legislation. FY22 child care discretionary funding. Again, this relates to new construction of the Wheeler Building. This funding is, the staff has said here, is taken out of the child care regular discretionary funding for offset of cost. Other new legislation we're asking you to approve is the LIHEAP emergency supplement, $36,699. We also have some grants funding to need approval. More LIHEAP funding. There is some also some new legislation proposed for different social welfare programs and other programs. And then standalone bills we have been working with different members of Congress on include the amendment to 2280 ONCA 2281 for the expansion of the Gray Horse Indian Village Chapel for the amount of $748,000. The new construction costs they're showing is $124,500, renovations $624,000. That will be presented to you as it is now. Amendments to 2275 for the expansion of the Hominy Indian Village Chapel. That's they're showing $748,550, basically the same breakout, although I would think that would be a better explained at committee. You might want to adjust that, working with the staff. Amendments to 2169, ARPA administration budget request. There's amendments for request to 15 ONC 2-311 to move the executive summary report of the annual audited financial reports of the Osage Nation from March 1 to July 15. This note tells me it's to align the code, our code, with the federal audit timeline. And Mr. McIntosh can discuss that when you want. Okay, and then we have ONCA 2-319 to increase the treasurer's authority for contracting of payments like transfers of funds, et cetera. To anything under $250,000. Then there is the request to put the Osage Nation Ranch into trust. As you will, well, many of you, if not all of you, know that we've already made that application, but it went under the name of the Marquee Ranch and the Blue Stem Ranch, and we needed to update the titles anyway. So, this is a resubmission of that application for the ranch to the BIA. We've also been talking to Washington, D.C. About that process, and everything's looking good. We have already had the title updates done and the easements and other no-lien affidavits are being worked on right now. So this is an update, and we're resubmitting that, and we definitely need the resolution of the Congress to put in the package to resubmit. There is a funding request for PRT. This has to do with, as you'll hear, a discussion that's been going on with the fire marshal. So this is, that is not trust property where the PRT is going to be right now. Hopefully it will be someday. But because it's not, the state fire marshal has jurisdiction, and their view and the architects and engineering views on the amount of water pressure available west of town are different. And I believe you're going to hear the recommendation I heard, which is to build tanks, water tanks, to increase that water pressure enough in case there's fire. This is not for water drinking. It's that whole water drinking issue, that's further west. But there's still shortages right at the edge of town in Pawhuska. And we are told that this $420,000 for the new tank will satisfy the fire marshal for fire protection purposes. And of course, you have to have the fire marshal approve or your insurance. Time's up. The insurance won't cover us. So we got to have property insurance. So we got to have the fire marshal. And this will all be explained. And then there is a limited waiver of sovereign immunity request for Pendleton Woolen Mills. And that is for the Wajaji Cultural Center to complete a blanket project with the Pendleton Company. And I do thank the staff putting this together. There's some more, but we'll have opportunity to see all that. And I understand there may be a request to amend the budget to even update this. And the staff's been working with your committee chair on that. At least they tell me so. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Next is the legislative message. Good morning, members, those listening, Chief, Assistant Chief. Just first, thank you to the Appropriations Committee Chair and Congresswoman Rivard. We worked last week with the accounting department and Tyler on trying to get things in order for this special session. We had a very good, productive meeting. The majority of everything on this call will go to appropriations. And so I encourage the members to be here today, be here tomorrow, even if you do not sit on the Appropriations Committee, to be engaged, be informed. As we all know, there is a representative from other committees of jurisdiction that sat on the Appropriations Committee to help relay information. This is an important session. We have a lot on the proclamation, but there is also the potential for monies to come out of ARPA. It's going to be discussed, and there could be a decision that, depending on where we are with ARPA, that we may be at the end. Meaning we are going to get down to a zero number of appropriations that could be coming out of what we currently have. So I thank everyone for their participation thus far, and let's get to work. Thank you. Speaker. Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. I'd like to make a motion to amend the proclamation to include ONCA 23-16 and ONCA 23-17.
Second.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All of those in favor of amending the proclamation to include ONCA 2316 and ONCA 2317 to the proclamation. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. There are none. It passes. Thank you, Congresswoman.
Speaker, I'd like to Make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2316 and ONCA 2317 on first reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2316 and ONCA 2317 on first reading on today's agenda. All those in favor of this say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes. And we are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Chief, Assistant Chief, colleagues, listening audience, good morning. I'd like to read in ONCA 23-09, an act to amend 15 ONC subsection 2-304, section C, to change the qualifications for the treasurer and to establish an alternate effective date. Madam Speaker.
Congressman.
I would like to make a motion to withdraw ONCA 2309 this morning.
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Thank you, Congressman. ONCA 23-09 has been withdrawn. Congresswoman Rebar.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 23-10, an act to amend ONCA 22-86 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $420,000 of American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds to the primary residential treatment PRT for water supply storage tanks and to establish an alternate effective date.
Please continue.
Thank you. Reading in ONCA 23-11, an act to amend ONCA 21-69 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $500,000 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon.
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, Assistant Chief Walker, Chief Standing Bear, members of Congress. I'm reading in ONCA 21-12, an act to amend ONCA 22-81 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $748,550 and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Reading in ONCA 23-13, an act to amend ONCA 2275 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $748,550 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 23-14, an act to amend 15 ONC subsection 2-319. Section A, to allow the treasurer or their designee contracting authority for payments under $250,000. And 15 ONC subsection 319, section B, to allow the treasurer
to obligate funds for payments under $250,000, and to establish an alternate effective date. Now continue.
Continue, please.
Reading in ONCA 23-15, an act to amend 15 ONC 2-311, Section G, to move the date of the executive summary report of the annual audited financial reports of the Osage Nation from March the 1st to July the 15th, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rebard.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading in ONCA 23-16. An act to amend ONCA 21-73 to authorize supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $639,235, and to establish an alternate effective date. May I continue?
Continue, please.
Reading in 23-17, an act to amend ONCA 2195 to provide a supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $981,196, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue.
Reading in ONCA 23-18, an act to amend ONCA 22-94 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $128,836, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue, please.
Reading in ONCA 23-19, an act to amend ONCA 22-95 to authorize appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $344,325, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman King.
I'd like to read in ONCR 23-05, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from arbitration with Pendleton Woolen Mills, Inc. Blanket Project, according to the custom manufacturing agreement executed between the parties. Thank you.
Thank you. Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I'd like to read in resolution ONCR 23-06, a resolution to request the placement of fee lands into trust by the Secretary of the Interior.
Thank you, Congressman. ONCA 23-10 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 23-11 will go to appropriations. ONCA 23-12 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 23-13 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 23-14 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 23-15 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 23-16 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 23-17 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 23-18 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 23-19 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCR 23-05 will be assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. And ONCR 23-06 will be assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. We are now in motions and notices. Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. The Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee will meet this morning, immediately following session, and I'd like to begin the meeting at 10:45.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. I'd like to notice that the appropriations meeting will begin at 1 p.m. this afternoon.
1 o'clock until 5 o'clock for appropriations. Thank you. We are now at adjournment. Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion that we hold session again on Thursday morning at 10.
Second.
Second.
There is a motion and a second. Before we vote, I would like for the appropriations chair to identify for the folks that are listening and for executive and members, at what time would you like, if this passes, for us to start your appropriations meeting tomorrow, which is identified immediately following session? What time would you like to start that tomorrow?
We'll adjust that to start at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. So the motion is to adjourn until Thursday, until 10 a.m. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. It passes. We're adjourned until Thursday at 10 a.m.